Today on Piano Jazz, Marianne McPartland's guest is the flamboyant pianist Bobby Enriquez. Born in the Philippines, he taught himself to play the piano as well as other instruments and left home at age 13 to join a band touring U.S. military bases in Asia and eventually came to live in the United States. He made a name for himself performing at jazz festivals, recording, and playing with greats such as Dizzy Gillespie and George Benson. Here's how Marianne McPartland described Bobby Enriquez when he was her guest in 1990.
He's a very florid, flamboyant player. In fact, he's been named the Wild Man of Jazz.
Yes.
I just love that name.
Well,
Who gave you that name?
Well, Richie Cole and Dizzy Gillespie, you know, they can't pronounce my name, so they called me the Wild Man. They don't have to say Enriquez, so.
Well, you must have done something to deserve that. Well, actually, I've seen you play. I know you.
Yeah, I'm from the mountains. So.
The mountains of where?
The Philippines.
Well, that's pretty unusual. But I mean, there's I can't think of another Philippine.
Yeah,
pianist.
I'm the only one.
You're the only one.
60 million. I'm the only one that plays jazz.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Well, now you were telling me before you wanted to play, so you ran away from home.
Yeah, when I was 11, I was asked by a group. Their name is Coca-Cola Tops. That's the name of the group. And I used to sneak from a coconut tree from my room. So they want, I'll pretend I'm going to go to sleep, you know. In my town, you can go to sleep at 6 in the afternoon.
Oh.
So I will pretend at 7, I'll go to my room, lock it, and then go out by the window and climb down by the coconut tree and join the group and come back the same way until 11 at night, you know.
And nobody ever found out?
They found it out. You found out what I was doing. That's one of the reasons I have to study. You know, then I get bored. You know, I said, I got to play some music. So I run away to Manila first. I'm about an hour away by jet plane from Manila.
Yeah. So then you went to Manila and...
I went to Manila and then adventure, you know, I starved a little bit and I found a job for 5 pesos a night. I mean, that's right now in your money, that's 25 cents. Oh, no. Yeah. 20, yeah, it's about 25 cents.
Not too much money.
Nope.
Well, listen, you know, you've got such a fascinating story, but before we go on, I'd love to hear you play something.
I think I'll play one of those things by Cole Porter.
Great, okay. I can really see why they call you the Wild Man. Wow.
I mean, that's a little warm-up.
A little bit of all kinds of styles in there. Now, somewhere along the line, you really must have practiced to get all that technique together.
I don't know, but piano at home.
You didn't have a piano?
No, I practice a lot of golf, though. Play a lot of golf.
Well, you're quite a... an athlete in many ways. I understand you're a karate champion.
Well, no, not champion. No, I'm just a black belt.
Well, it could come in handy when you're in a club. If you get any rambunctious customers,
no,
you can get up and...
It's better to kill him with love than your... No, it's better
Actually, that is that is true. Like, you play a really pretty tune, like...
kill him with
you.
Love, and he don't know what to do.
Well, how about playing some... like a ballad or some pretty song.
I would love to.
All right, Memories of You.
All right.
You
be Blake.
I always think of him.
Memories of You.
that's such a great tune. I think Yubi would have enjoyed that, hearing you do that.
I love the song.
You know, remember where we met at the cookery? Remember that?
Yes. I was afraid. I didn't know who you were. I said, who? Somebody told me somebody is
people
here.
Still say that. Who? What?
No. Somebody told me, said so and so. And your name is one of those names that the Filipino won't dare pronounce. I'm not kidding. Because we have this problem with F and P.
Oh,
so
yeah?
We don't have letter F in the Philippines. Develop, it comes out the bell off. The other. And at that time, man, my tongue is not, you know, the word just get out without my permission. So I said, I'd rather not say. And then I live in Hawaii for 11 years, and they have the worst English in the whole United States, you know.
Yeah, in Hawaii, yeah, I don't remember it being. Well, what did you, when you were there for about 10 years?
11. It was a security, you know. Don Ho hired me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a nice Hawaiian circus, you know. I mean, he just sit there and everything is happening. The volcano erupt, you know, everything.
And so you worked in that.
I had the 21 pieces band behind him. We didn't do nothing except play Tiny Bubble. So you know, make $12,000 a month. You know, I was making a lot of money there.
Well, that was nice. It gave you a chance. You must have had a piano there and have a chance.
No,
to play.
I didn't have. And then piano at home? No, I don't stay home. I go out and play golf. I love to play golf.
No wonder you look so healthy. Instead of practicing piano, you're out on the golf course.
My chipping, yes, and putting. See, this is, piano to me is it's like my leg, you know. I don't have to practice it. It just, I don't have to think anything. But golf, oh boy, 1 week I don't hold my clubs. That's it. You lost the touch.
Well, you're going to have to do a little chipping and putting now because you and I are going to play a duet and we might end up in the rough.
Okay. So, that's okay. So, we have the right club for that.
Well, we'll...
I don't think so. I think we're going to be in the fairway all
right,
all the way.
Let's see what we can do with this one. Mean to Me, how's that?
Okay.
All right. You know what makes that so much fun is you've got a great bass line. You really, where did you learn that bass line?
Well, I learned it from working alone for many years in the piano bar in the Far East. You know, I can't afford a bass player. So then I heard Art Tatum, and that completed my education. And Art, I noticed, he keeps the tempo. I think, I said, well, if it is from his foot, I don't hear it. You know, it got to be inside. So
it's from the inside, definitely.
So I learned that from Art Tatum.
Well, I'm going to try a tune for you now.
Yes, I was hoping
you
will.
What do you think about that?
I want to hear some.
All right, well, this is going to be an Irving Berlin tune. I think this one's called All Alone, All Alone by the Telephone. That may be the full title, but it's an old Irving Berlin tune.
It sounds mean to me already. Thank you. That's one of the songs that you give yourself a pat when you hit the right melody.
Yeah, because it does kind of wander around.
It's a tough song.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a pretty song. I'm glad I thought of that one. Well, what have you done in the composing vein? Have you done any tunes of your own?
No spectacular.
I know you've done one. I know you've done one because you mentioned that you played a little of it. In fact, I think that would be fun to end up with.
You mean the blues?
Yeah, your blues tune.
Fine.
We've got to do some blues. Incidentally, before we do this, I just want to thank you for coming. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
This is one of my dreams come true, Marianne.
So
thank you
here
for
we are
inviting
catching
me.
Up, and it's just great to have you here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, let's do your, what's it called?
Bumble Rumble Blues.
Okay. Well, go ahead, show me.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.